Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I'd like to do a commentary on day 34. And the Bible verse is from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. And it reads, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another." Proverbs 27, 17. Yesterday, I had the privilege of finishing the book of Matthew in the Bible. It is a privilege to get into the Word of God and to regularly go through the Word of God and be reminded again what is important. And at the end of the Gospel of Matthew is a section that those who put the Bible together put a little subheading on it called the Great Commission. And it says, beginning with verse 16, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples out of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" And so the Lord has shown me in his word that discipleship is the call upon my life. If I really love God with my whole heart, in my whole soul, in my whole mind, and all my strength, then I am definitely going to do what he has asked, which is to love my neighbor as I love myself. And he has shown me eternal life through his Son. He has shown me a love that is unequal. And so I want to always be in the process of passing on what he shows me to others so that they are encouraged to follow him closer and to also go out to find others who are lost so that they can come and follow him closer and to go out and find others who are lost. And so what we do in Bible for Food has to fall in line with that. That's the Great Commission. And so, yeah, we want our food clear, clean, and committed for Jesus' sake, for that call upon our life. We want to keep that before us. So what we do is a discipleship, it's discipling. We let the Lord teach us. We are learners. We are disciples of Jesus. And we go out and we teach others to come and let the Lord teach them so that they can go out and teach others to come and let the Lord teach them. And so even what we do in sponsorship has that motive in the background as well. We're not eating anymore just to have a slender body, that we can gaze at the mirror at ourselves all day long and buy tons of clothing and think about how we are going to impress people by the way we look. That's not what we are and what we do. We want bodies that are strong and healthy, and yeah, we do want lean and healthy bodies. We want them lean. We don't want anything to hinder us in being able to go out and do the work of the Lord. So yeah, we do want to eat what our bodies need and not overfeed our bodies. And neither do we want to underfeed our bodies as well. We don't want to be weak and not have energy because we're not putting enough nutrition in our body. We're not extremes one way or the other. And so we keep that understanding that we are abstinent for Jesus' sake. We are abstinent so that we can be used to Him, used by Him to the utmost. And it's easy to get off track with that. That's why we need iron sharpening iron. We promote food sponsorship in Bible for Food. I believe that it teaches a person humility to be sponsored. It teaches practice in following authority, which is biblical. Because if we have trouble following earthly authority, we definitely will have trouble following heavenly authority because we don't see heavenly authority like we see earthly. It's very practical. We can see it, and God tells us to do this. Romans 13:1 speaks about the authority that God has established. We need help in not sliding back into the food. And if you can hear my voice and you still are having difficulty, look at that aspect of rebellion, because it was me. I talked about it in this writing. I was used to doing stuff myself. I was a lone wolf. And the reason that I was that way is that people had hurt my feelings. They had hurt me. And I was not going to let people hurt me. I was not going to let people really get into helping me in a place where I felt vulnerable. And as long as I had that attitude, I could not get abstinent and I could not stay abstinent. And I had to learn some skills. I had to learn how to listen to people who had gone before me. And I also had to have the willingness to lead others without hypocrisy. I've shared about how I used to try to lead people while still being in the food myself. And I would also discourage people, if you are sponsoring someone, then I would encourage you to make sure you are being sponsored too. Because I can tell you this, I learned so much about sponsorship from being sponsored. If anything, it keeps me so sensitive to my sponsees, and it certainly gives me a lot of patience because I am treated with patience by my sponsor, and I'm treated with love by my sponsor. And I definitely want to do that to the people behind me, because sponsorship, again, gives me practice and discipleship. And so I'll close with that. Learn to be abstinent for Jesus' sake. Keep that Great Commission before you and understand it's not about us as people anymore. It's not about, you know, we're in the center, we're doing this for us. No, we're doing it for the Lord. We want to be the best because He's the best for us. So we call on Him to keep our food clear, clean, and committed every day. We call on Him to read and study and apply the Word of God. We call on Him to let others help us to stay clear, clean, and committed. And we call on Him so that we can honestly help another, and with compassion and love and patience to do that with another.